Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, you don't have to wait long for the drama to happen.
Oh, no. Out the gate within the first 60 seconds of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to our friends at Nightmare Forest for helping us out with that.
It was aggressive.
Yeah, for sure. And then Drew wanted to make a decision on his best man, didn't know how to do it.
Led Ben to feel a little triggered. Yeah. Open up some emotional wounds.
It
had
did.
A moment.
Can Amber beat Kelly and can't beat Kelly?
And Throwback Thursday did not disappoint. Enjoy your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So I don't know if you know or have had a dog eat something that is very, very expensive.
The vet bill, the resulting vet bill. Is very, very expensive.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, when they get into Halloween candy.
Okay.
And you don't know.
You okay, Kelly? Are you gonna pee? I know, you turned your camera off.
Because I thought was like,
you were like, oh, what's the echo? What's the echo? Thank you to our friends from Nightmare Forest.
Is that why you awkwardly walked down the fridge?
So Kelly pulls a fast one and she's like, wow, I'm here a minute early before we go on the air. So I'm gonna just walk my shake down to the fridge. And I'm like, well, I've got the guys from Nightmare Forest sitting there in the office.
All.
Well, good.
Didn't see him at all. Okay. All right.
Oh, hey, machete guy, come on in. Come on in. Oh,
I
my God.
I have my makeup on now.
You can come on in. Yeah. I was just like, I hope she doesn't swear. I think she's a professional. I think she won't.
Yeah, no.
But doing this live took some orchestrating.
Wow.
And then you roll in and you're like, oh, I'm just going to shut everything down. I tried to sneakily turn your camera on.
Can you wait until 7:30 next time when I... can be done up and ready.
Yeah. Oh shoot, that's cute. Fun. Yeah, no. So I had to get everything kind of like prepared behind the scenes. Nightmare Forest, they're
that's great.
They're good partners with us, but
they're professionals. They do their job well.
Yeah. So AJ, the guy who ran in here with a mask and a machete, you have to change your pants.
Where was he?
He was in the office right behind us.
Oh, okay.
And so you would have literally walked right by him. Yes. And
didn't
so
notice a thing.
No, AJ. Yeah. So AJ, I meet AJ at the front door, and he's like, "Oh, you have nice tiny hands." AJ,
I think she peed a little bit, brother.
Oh, that was pretty.
I think she peed a little bit.
We'll have to watch the slow mo of the absolute terror.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, AJ, this has got to be like your favorite part of being a part of Nightmare Forest.
It is. Well, at Nightmare Forest, I don't scare anybody. I'm just there. Friends of mine own it, and they have been asking me for a few years to come out.
Yeah,
meet fans.
Yeah.
Because they have all their actors who play all these characters.
You should be one of them.
No.
You're very good. If that was your audition, nailed it.
You nailed it.
Nailed it.
So this month I came out for them, made time for it. So
thank you for making time and getting up so early. I mean, he's got his coffee.
He does. even scare actors need a little coffee
need
in the morning.
Coffee.
That's right. So you've got some new stuff at Nightmare Forest too,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, we got a new project I signed on to a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a hint. Think myth.
Okay.
Legend.
Bigfoot.
100%.
Oh, you got it. You got
the
it.
Next,
all right.
The next clue was Pacific Northwest.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Okay.
The movie has never been done. It's only documentaries, things like that.
Yeah.
Not a real horror.
Wow.
This is a true horror Bigfoot. And after reading this script, and yeah, I signed right onto it, and it is.
All right.
It is a horror
movie. Awesome.
All right. That is something.
Are you playing Bigfoot?
I am.
Did I get scared by Bigfoot?
You got scared by Bigfoot.
Scared by Leatherface.
Well, yeah. Wow. But, oh my God.
Leatherface. Telly, your reaction was so great. I can't wait to watch it back on the fan.
It was. Yeah.
I know. Except she tried to ruin it all by turning off her camera. And so Leatherface.
Send me a text. Hey, can you come in looking a little decent?
Could you wear makeup for once in the morning? At least, if not for me, for Leatherface.
Okay. Wow.
You scared the poor guy.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Nightmare Forest is open now.
Yes. Yes. Everybody should come to it. I'm going to tell you, I've been to a lot of haunts, a lot of trails. Nightmare Forest is unique. And totally awesome because, well, one, it takes almost 40 minutes to walk through this thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, yeah.
But
so you're getting your money's worth.
Yeah.
Right. But when you walk through it, you're actually going to each movie set of all of the scary movies.
Oh, I love that.
You're going to Friday the 13th. You're going to Halloween. You're
I love
going
that.
To Texas Chainsaw, Terrifier, That's Last great. Of Us. I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street. It's like you're going to each facade. It's awesome. It's really, it impressed me. It really is nice.
Well,
sorry,
it impressed me this morning.
I'm just replaying everything that just happened.
You're like, I can't believe it's the same guy.
AJ is probably 6'5". He's probably 200-something pounds.
Presence.
Yes, he is a very commanding presence. Yeah. Yes, for sure.
That was a lot of fun. I appreciate y'all having me here. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you to our buddies there at Nightmare Forest for helping that out.
Have a great morning. Everybody, come on down to Nightmare Forest and see me.
There you go. See Leatherface.
AJ Stone.
What happens when you see someone, but you're not in the right place or frame of mind, but you still think they're cute, to get like a name or their social media handle? What do?
You do a little typey-typey, send it off to the internet, we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This is Man for Woman looking for my scream queen. Okay. It's going to sound weird, but here goes nothing. You were the cute brunette at the nightmare hunt this past weekend.
Okay, now.
You and your friend, or maybe sister, were right in front of me, and my, quote, girlfriend.
Oh, no. Come on now.
Listen, and I say, quote, girlfriend loosely.
Okay.
It's more like we both got bored and decided to see if fear could spark romance. Spoiler, it didn't.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Okay.
You were something else. Mm-hmm. The way those masked chainsaw guys zeroed in on you and the way you screamed, chef's kiss. It wasn't the shrill, eardrum-piercing scream like my date's. Yours had passion. Confidence.
Yeah.
Maybe even a touch of survival instinct.
That's a lot to gather from a scream.
While my, quote, girlfriend tried to use my jacket as a face shield, you stood tall, stared death in a guy with a fake machete in the eye. Kept moving. You were fearless.
Wow.
Or at least braver than me when that clown jumped out of the coffin.
Ooh.
Now, we got separated in that creepy hospital operating room scene.
I love those.
I wanted to catch up, maybe share a laugh. Or ask if you also thought that nurse was actually too into her role. But you disappeared into the fog of the night.
Listen, those actors are fully committed.
Fully committed. If by some miracle you see this, I'd love to run into you again. Preferably not in the dark, surrounded by people in masks.
Yeah.
One date and I'll even officially end things with my, quote, girlfriend.
Oh, wait, we're going to have the date first, and then I'll decide I dump my girlfriend?
I'm sure she'd probably understand.
Okay, what a catch.
Shoot, it's
Craigslist Missed Connections. Now, this is a woman for man. Okay. Looking for my tailgater tiger. Grr.
Okay,
yeah. Grr. Okay, I don't normally do this. You were at the tailgate a few tents down from me before the game this past weekend.
Mm.
You were loud, confident, rocking that dad bomb like it was sponsored by chicken wings and domestic beer.
Okay, all right.
Seriously, if Miller Lite made a cologne, you'd probably be the face of it.
Okay, all right, getting an image.
You had this whole life of the party energy going on, and when you attempted that keg stand, wow. Things stirred in me that haven't been felt in years.
Oh.
The slip, the flop, the face plant onto the grass, bits of gravel and dirt stuck to your cheek. Pure poetry.
Yeah. Okay.
You popped up laughing, wiping your face like a hero who just survived a battle.
Oh, wow.
I laughed so hard, my friends and I. Oh, my friends thought I was choking on a chip.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I don't normally go for your tailgate MVP type.
Okay.
I've been divorced for a bit. And my usual type is more spreadsheets and books and shotguns of beer. But I caught myself imagining you doing a keg stand off of me. What? It's been a while. Don't judge.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyway, the crowd got crazy. The game got started and you vanished. Probably into a stadium seat or another round of wings.
Okay.
But if by some miracle you see this, I'd love to see what you look like without full body paint. Or maybe face down in gravel. Maybe next time we skip the paint, the game, and the concussion risk, and you show me that same manly energy somewhere with fewer bleachers, winky face.
Oh, wow. Okay. She wants to see him without the body paint.
She's like, listen, he's got some of that raw man.
Yeah, she's
energy.
Ready to go slumming with some dad bod, like tailgating
maybe.
Dude. Yeah,
we
for
veer
sure.
off our current course.
Yeah, right.
Right? We've been spreadsheets and books. Let's do keg stands. Let's see how that goes.
All right. So whether you're looking for him or the, well, you got to get rid of your girlfriend first to find the other one.
Listen, he said, wait one date, and then I'll consider it.
All right. It's Craigslist Missed Connections on 99.7 DJ. All right, it's time for us setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without shoving a thermos up your rear, then you're doing okay.
Why? How? How and why?
Yeah, all great questions, Kelly.
Thank you.
This is courtesy of 51-year-old Walter, who is getting booked into a Florida jail.
Oh, no.
You know, they put the incoming people through an x-ray. For this purpose specifically.
Oh, all right.
Now, they realized he had a full-sized thermos shoved up there. Thought he was trying to smuggle drugs or weapons or something like that, you know, inside.
That's got girth.
It's got girth.
My mind immediately goes to logistics a bit.
Apparently, it was just a thermos.
Oh.
Walter's lived a hard life.
Why did he feel he need to do that if it's not containing anything he's trying to hide inside?
Well, he told them he'd put it up there about 24 hours earlier.
Okay.
Here is Polk County Sheriff Grady kind of talking about it.
So we put everybody through a body scanner to make sure that they're not trying to bring guns and knives and drugs into the jail.
Sure.
Well, you might have thought Walter was bringing drugs into the jail.
Right.
He brought a thermos into the jail.
Right.
It somehow make more sense in my brain.
That's right. He brought a thermos into the jail.
He put it up the exit ramp.
The exit ramp?
He put it up the exit ramp.
He said, well, I put that inside my body 24 hours earlier.
Oh, wow. It'd been there for 24
hours? So I guess the medical staff there saved him.
The deputy saved his life.
Yeah, so
I
guess that could have
like
been some serious complication.
Well, yes.
Led to some serious situation.
It's blocking the exit.
It's
that
blocking
can't be
a
healthy.
Lot of things, right. So, yeah. I mean, he was facing multiple charges. None of those are for the thermos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's for other stuff.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's just a bonus. We're going to do you a solid.
I mean, they did find a pipe on him, but that was just in his pocket.
Oh. Oh. So we don't know why.
No.
What the motivation was. Just
It's been
there 24 hours.
Walter's 51. He's had 3 decades of hard living.
Yeah. It sounds like it.
Yep.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, you know what? I feel like the arrest is, this is a feel good. It saved his life.
You're right.
Would he have had that extracted had he not been
That's true.
Arrested?
That's true. It could have been a much different outcome.
Look, that's the silver lining.
All right, so there you go. That is your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without shoving an entire thermos up the exit ramp, then you're doing okay.
That just sounds painful.
That is your setting the bar story.
Wow. Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We got angry at our dog, Dougal, yesterday.
Wait, which time?
I'm telling you, this boy, he runs the gamut of being the sweetest boy in the world, sure. And then he gets a tick and does something he knows he's not supposed to.
Right.
He did that last night.
Maybe you weren't paying enough attention, and that's the way that he gets it.
I'll tell you what he did, and then I also want to know what the most expensive thing your dog ate.
Oh boy.
Or the most frustrating thing your dog has eaten.
Okay.
All right, coming up. Yesterday, my wife had got some nice tuna steaks, and she had prepared them a couple days ago, and we had about three of the tuna steaks left over that she was going to prepare again.
Sure.
And we were going to, she had made these like, sushi bowls almost, like with sticky rice and mm-hmm. some of that sliced tuna steak, you know, on it. And
Ooh,
like, yeah, mixed with some
yes.
good stuff and everything. And so we were really excited about doing that. So she, prepares it, marinates them, these nice, real nice tuna steaks, fries them up and everything. Just,
so
you know,
she was able to cook them.
Just sears them, you know, okay. on each side,
yeah.
Puts them on the cutting board to rest. And so we go in the dining room. Dougal comes in, sits on the couch. He gets off the couch about 10 minutes later and then comes back about 60 seconds later, licking his lips again.
Oh.
This was going to be for later. So she was just doing this to prepare for later.
Right.
And I'm sitting there
going, normally when the dog is licking the lips,
it's not
a normal meal time.
Right. And so
something is suspicious.
And
like, what'd you get there, bud?
Yeah,
what'd
exactly. And so there was something and it gets in my head and I'm like, you know what? Is he chewing on something he shouldn't? Thinking that maybe because this boy had just chewed our quarter round.
Oh no.
Our wood quarter round in our house.
Taken
it off, chewed
what?
It up. And
how old is he?
He's 2.5.
Isn't he supposed to be past
He's
that?
Supposed to be past that.
Oh my gosh.
And that's another story. Quick tangent though.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter was watching him, comes in and was like, yeah, he got into something that was wood. I don't know. Saw it all over. And her boy.
You're supposed to watch it.
And then her boyfriend was like, I think that's more than just wood. Like, that's a lot of wood. And so anyways, I had to replace that. I did. So that's been fixed. So anyways,
I
was thinking that he was getting into something that he shouldn't like that.
Yes.
I walk into the kitchen and I'm like, Elizabeth, did you put those tuna steaks away?
Oh no.
And she goes, Dougal!
Oh no. Oh no. Instantly, you know what happened.
I mean,
you connect the dots instantly.
I mean, these things were thick tuna steaks.
Oh,
you know,
thank you, Daddy. I did enjoy tonight's meal.
They were really good.
They were
good.
Really tasty.
They
thank
were really
so
good.
Much. That is better than my normal kibble. Thank you so much.
I am so glad. That was
what
so
a
great.
Special treat
what
today.
A special treat I had.
Oh,
and so it
kill,
was.
Kill.
It was just like. She was just like, I've wasted so much time preparing those and getting those ready.
Oh no.
And all four of those tuna steaks gone.
But you know, you look at his face and you know, he really appreciates the hard work. It didn't go unnoticed.
I go, you're going to stay outside until those work their way through.
Yeah.
Because more than likely it's going to be in the middle of the night. He's going to be like,
upset his tummy.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. So what's the most expensive or annoying thing that your dog has
ever
eaten?
The latest reason that you threatened to rehome your dog.
right, exactly. I feel like every week I could have rehomed him after he ate the quarter round.
Listen, we're going to find a new home for you. We're going to find new parents because I can't take you.
And that's why I had a miter box question on a dude knowledge quiz a while ago.
Because you had to fix quarter round.
Because I had to fix quarter round. I had to use a miter box.
Maybe that's another question is how much quarter round can a dog
can a
digest
dog eat?
Safely?
Right, exactly. Safely. All right. We'll take some of your stories here in a sec. A couple quick ones, though. Mary said, my dogs were terrible for 3 years when they were pups. One of them destroyed our brand new couch before we even made our first payment on it.
No.
Literally walked in the house and my jaw dropped. I began picking up stuffing that was all over the floor. It was destroyed.
Oh, my gosh. And then is that covered? Like, does the store have some sort of a return policy?
Yes, I know.
That your dog ate it? Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Keith says, one night my wife and I were...
Go ahead. I already read this.
They were doing the deed.
That's right. That's right, Keith. That's right.
And had adjusted our bed to do so. Afterwards, I was looking for the remote to put our bed back to our sleep position and couldn't find... Wow, I have questions. And couldn't find the remote. And like a week later, I found it chewed up. Went to buy another one so we could sleep on our bed. $400 later, I had a replacement remote. Wow, that's a pricier. He has a power base.
Yeah, must be.
I have one of those.
Oh, I see. It was a remote to not the TV.
Yes, no,
it was a remote to the power base to the bed.
Good to know those are pricey if you need to replace them. Keith, we're not going to ask any more questions.
I have questions.
No, we're not going to ask any more questions.
I just want to know, and I just want to know, like, what, because I have a power base, too. I was just wondering, like what?
Not using it to its fullest potential?
I might not be using it to the fullest potential now. Like, did you boost up the feet part of it? Anyway, sorry, I'm getting in the weeds there.
All right.
Keith, I'm just curious now. My wife's going to walk.
A prime example of the fact that I just sight read.
No, that's right. That's right. She didn't pre-read anything.
Nope, I don't read beforehand.
She is the Ron Burgundy of this show.
Scotch.
All right. We'll get more of your stories coming up here on 99.7 DJX. My wife's going to walk in tonight going, why is the bed adjusted that way? I don't know. No reason. Just climb in, honey. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Tina, we see yours. Kyle, oh gosh, ton. Coming up on 99.7 DJX. What's the most expensive or frustrating thing your dog has eaten? My dog Dougal ate 4 tuna steaks that were just seared and sitting and resting on the counter.
Has he revisited the steaks yet?
Holly texts in and says, you have 4 cats and a dog and leaves tuna steaks out? Yeah, well, I guess lesson learned there.
She's like, you know what? Your fault.
Yeah. Sarah said, my dog ate a 50 ponytail holders, ended up having a bowel blockage, which required emergency surgery. So, yeah, you can imagine how expensive that bill was.
That's a pricey bill.
Yeah, Tina said, my golden retriever ate my AirPods, both of them, found 1 week later in the backyard.
Oh, no.
And then put the poop emoji on there.
Oh, dang it.
Dang. All right. Wendy, my Yorkie ate half a $100 bill. Taped it back together. Bank lady just sighed and handed me a new one. So there you go.
My gosh.
That's good. At least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Renee, my lab mix, swallowed my engagement ring.
Oh, gosh.
My fiance said it was a crappy situation. In more ways than one. I did get it back sanitized. LOL.
That's funny.
That's good.
Yeah. Aaron, my husky ate my girlfriend's designer sunglasses.
Oh.
Dang
it.
That stinks.
Oh, yeah. Then he said, I told her it was a sign to buy cheaper ones.
Oh,
nope,
okay.
That's not what we say in that moment.
Yeah.
Nope.
She has feelings. Yep. That's not the way to...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Olivia, my beagle once devoured an entire container of collagen chews. $80 worth of beauty supplements. His fur looked amazing.
That's funny. Yeah, Brad, another leather recliner story. German Shepherd ate the armrest.
Oh, no. That's a Sunday football throne.
I know. Tammy, my doodle ate my laptop charger, so I told my boss it couldn't work. Best $65 she ever cost me.
Actually, that's that's a blessing.
Can't do it.
Thank you.
Dog ate my charger.
Oh, man. Oh, Kyle. My bulldog chewed up my Xbox controller mid-Call of Duty match.
Oh.
My squad still hasn't forgiven me.
Wow. Okay. Dan, my corgi ate my wallet. The whole thing. Credit cards, receipts, everything.
What?
That is stupid.
Sounds...
Leather wallet. It's probably a leather wallet.
How long did that take?
Yeah, well, it was probably one of those things where you set the leather wallet down on the dresser.
But the credit cards, you can choose.
You just sit there and... Wow. Yeah, Brent.
Wow.
Brent texts in and says, our Rottweiler puppy ate our couch. I'm telling you.
Oh, wow, the couch.
I don't know what it is about couches and animals that
they
love...
They must be delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Did we get to Brittany's?
Mm.
My sister and I taking turns watching a friend's dog. The other day, she called me up crying, saying one of them apparently had turned around in his crate, stuck his butt out, and sprayed diarrhea everywhere. And she was gagging and couldn't do it. So I did. At least the dog was smart enough to know not to do it in the crate.
Oh, that is a nightmare scenario.
That reminds me of when I first started dating my husband.
I remember. Yeah, you had to call off work.
I did.
Yeah.
I had to miss work.
Yeah, you had to call off work. There was such a mess.
Yes, in the middle of the night, separation anxiety, I guess. And he had gotten
unloaded.
New off-white Berber carpet. Liquid diarrhea.
Oh, gosh, Kelly.
No carpet cleaning products in the house. At 3 a.m, I'm going up to Meijer.
Yeah.
And getting cleaning products. I had to call off work, call a professional company to come in and clean the next day. Oh, my gosh. Now, I've been there. Yeah. That is an awful situation.
Good stories. Thank you.
Wait, one more. Michelle, my pity mix swallowed a set of car keys. The vet bill cost more than the actual car was worth.
Well, that sucks. $20,000 life of a rich girl, hooking you up $2,000 a day. And
it's exciting stuff.
It is exciting stuff. And we're giving away this money. It's real. Bradley, is this Bradley?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Bradley.
Hi, Bradley.
Hi, welcome. Good morning. Bradley, congrats, man. $2,000 richer.
All righty.
I know it's early, Bradley. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
That feels wonderful.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does.
All right.
Living the life of a rich girl. That's you.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking about it this morning, and I was like, maybe.
Okay.
Today's the day.
Today's the day, Bradley.
All right.
He's like, you know what? If I could just not be... called this early.
Yeah, if you could just call me in the afternoon.
That'd be good.
That'd be great.
That'd be good.
Then I'm excited.
Well, hey, congrats, Bradley.
It's great.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Bradley.
Yes, sir.
You're like, I hit ignore on the phone about 4 or 5 times, and you just kept calling me.
And by the time they pick up the phone, they're just really annoyed.
They're just like, dang it, who is this? We're trying to give you $2,000, Bradley.
Well,
congratulations.
We're just glad that they answer the phone in today's age,
right?
Because everyone just ignore. I don't know this number.
That's right. Well, congrats, Bradley. You are a winner.
This is great.
Tell everyone what you won.
Hey, this is Bradley Jansen, and I just won $2,000.
Living the life of a rich girl. Yeah, Bradley,
We can enhance. It's fine.
We can help you out.
Exactly.
We will be your stunt winners.
We're the professionals.
When you do win. So coming up, 8 o'clock, another chance for you to be just like Bradley.
Be just like Bradley.
Excited.
Yes.
To live the life of a rich girl. $2,000 today for you on 99.7 DJX. All right.
You know what everyone should do? Just any call that you get today. Just any call in the next several weeks, we'll say. Any call you get, just say, hello? Yes?
Hello?
Yeah, just answer like really excited. And then that'll be a treat for everyone because they'll all feel like you're super excited to talk to them too.
Isn't it funny, like when little kids, they always sound like they're out of breath.
Yes.
Whenever you talk to them.
Yes.
Like, hey. So yeah, sound like a little kid.
Yes.
Yes. Hello?
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 Yeah?
Hi, I'd like to talk to you about your car insurance.
You know what? Just go ahead and start with this. Did I win $2,000?
Yes, there you go.
Start like that.
All right. Hey, coming up, Drew needs to make a decision on his best man situation.
Oh.
It's coming to us.
Okay.
Because
have you been a best man before?
No.
You took a long time.
I did because I've been a groomsman,
right?
I've been a groomsman several times. But no, I gave a best man speech, but I wasn't the best man for my sister's wedding. So.
Okay.
But that speech was at the rehearsal dinner, so it wasn't really a best man speech.
Oh.
Anyways.
Okay.
I digress. Drew. It's true that we need to help.
Okay, I was just wondering if you had like firsthand experience that thanks could be an expert.
Thanks for opening a wound, Kelly.
Sorry. Sorry.
I haven't gotten that privilege ever in my life. Thanks. This is the part of the show where we do group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys. I think I have something for you. I'm getting ready to propose to my longtime girlfriend.
Congrats.
In my family, it's always been kind of a tradition to ask a sibling to be your best man or maid of honor.
Okay.
I love my brother. I was his best man a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
But we've kind of drifted apart.
Okay.
I have a very close friend that I'd like to be my best man, but I don't want to cause a lot of family drama.
Oh.
Seems like I have to choose between family and honesty.
Hmm.
My bride-to-be says I should go with my heart, but I don't know what my heart's saying.
Hmm.
So can you ask if other people have had the same problem? What's the right thing to do here? I need to make a decision soon. Thanks, Drew.
Well, he said he's getting ready to propose, so maybe she'll just say no. You don't have to worry about it. Obviously,
well,
he said.
She's weighed in.
I was going to say, obviously,
so she knows
is.
It's coming.
She knows it's coming,
yeah.
And they've obviously talked marriage,
right?
And they've obviously talked logistics, even.
Yes.
And so congratulations, Drew. That's an exciting time in your life. I wouldn't know what it's like. I don't have a brother. I have just sisters. So I chose kind of two best men, I guess. So maybe that's an option. I chose my two best guy friends from college.
I like that.
Yeah, Mike and Rob. Now, Mike was good. Okay, so when Rob got married, he didn't choose me to be his best man. He chose his better friend.
Oh.
Oh, that just sounds so bad.
This is going to open up a lot of wounds for you.
Hang on. Let me get there again. The wounds are starting again. All right. So he chose another friend. And then my other best friend, Mike, he had a brother. So he chose him.
Oh, no.
And so those were really my only two options. And
yeah,
you know,
you don't
and
have
obviously,
a brother.
I don't. Well,
yeah.
I have brothers-in-law,
right?
But like they had each other,
right?
So like John and Joe are my brothers-in-law, my wife's brothers,
yeah.
And so they chose their brother, you know. So
yeah.
They had each other.
No, but I think you're onto something there with he can choose his brother and his best friend to be best men.
Give me a moment.
Are you gonna be okay? I didn't realize this was going to hit so hard, so close to home.
I opened up
so many wounds.
It just feels raw. Reopened,
doesn't it? Yeah.
Remember, it was like
maybe you had buried it down.
Remember, I
thought all that was in the past.
I had recently cut my thumb. Remember, and just started healing, and then I bumped the thumb. And then I reopened it.
Right.
And it hurts.
Same thing.
Hurts
as emotional
again.
Wounds.
Emotional wounds.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, so
I like the idea of having best men.
That's my take.
Yeah, Jennifer says co-best men. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
502-795-1997. Would love to hear if you've been in this situation too. Like, what'd you do?
Aw, Jen.
Take it from experience.
Jen wants you to be her best man.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sweet?
Oh, Jen and Ben Rhyme.
This is great.
This is great.
Aww.
All right. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. Drew will help you out, buddy. Drew is needing to make a decision on his best man. Like, is it his close friend or would it be his brother, who he said kind of they've drifted apart. I don't know. Never been a best man myself.
Oh, bless your heart.
Lisa, the love consultant, checks in and says, it's been okay out here getting hit by emotional shrapnel.
Yeah.
Listen, I opened some wounds because I just recalled the journey that I took to not being a best man. The closest I came was my sister asked me during the rehearsal dinner to give a speech.
But you didn't get a title.
I didn't get a title.
With
I
the
just
speech.
I just gave this speech that I learned that I was giving 2 minutes before I gave it.
Oh, wow. You didn't even get to...
No.
Oh, he's in radio. He can make
that's
some
right.
stuff up.
And I did, and it's I slayed. Fine. And yeah. it was great.
Absolutely.
Because you and I mean, we do things we like do. This. We work off the cuff. I can do that.
Pull things out of nothing.
Sam.
Okay, so I have an interesting point of view on this. So I got married back in May. Very, very similar situation.
All right, congrats.
Okay.
So what I did was I decided to pretend that I just wanted to be different. And I had my brother, who I'm not that close with anymore, and my best friend just be in my party and not have like a specified best man.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Sam. So, he's kind of going with the maybe do two, but just don't give him titles.
Or
all
just
right.
call them both best men. You can do that.
Exactly.
Best men.
Why don't you just say two?
You can do that.
Yeah, exactly. Terry.
Mine was, of course, maid of honor.
Yeah.
My sister and I never really got along.
Okay.
And I was never planning on asking her anyway.
Oh.
And she was actually pissed because she wasn't my maid of honor.
Oh, gosh. A little drama there,
right?
Terry. Okay.
What I would do in this situation.
Uh-huh.
I would talk to my brother and say, Hey, man.
You
know, would you mind if so-and-so was my best man? He is my best friend.
Uh-huh.
You know, and maybe the brother will understand.
Oh, okay. Terry put down her cigarette in order to give us a call. Thank you, Terry.
Appreciate
it.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it,
absolutely. Kansas said, instead of doing any bridesmaids, I'm doing all maids of honor.
Mm.
I'm giving them their own title and their own job. So, you know, if someone wants to be in charge of, like, the bachelorette party, someone's going to be in charge of the bridal shower.
Yeah.
That way they all feel important, all have special roles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You know, I think this is easy. I think you just either, choose them both.
Yes.
Just say, hey, you out of duty, you because you're my friend. And let's go.
No, you're my brother.
Oh, that's right. You're my brother. I want you to stand
you
next to me.
You because I have to. You because I want to.
right.
No,
I mean, you don't have
don't
to tell
say
him
it
that.
Like that. No.
I'm saying it here because we can.
Well, right. But what we tell him, say, listen, you go to your brother. You're my brother. I want you to be standing
you're
up
my
there
brother.
Next to me. But I also, I'm super close. This guy's like my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So I would also want him to be up there standing next to me, too. I'm going to make you guys best men.
Know. Yeah.
That way it's all warm and fuzzy.
Yeah,
they
sure.
both feel important. I think it's good. That's the route
we go.
Instead, that way you don't have to choose.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go.
Drew.
Let us know.
Let us know, Drew, and let us know what your girlfriend says. Maybe this
we're
is
guessing
all just...
since she weighed in on
I know,
who would
right?
be your best
and you're calling
man.
Her bride to be. We're assuming
good to go.
That she's good to go. All right.
The proposal comes out all right. All good things.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Congrats. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.
Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Can't Beat Kelly here on 99.7 DJX. I'm going to shot in the dark here. Hello? Is this Amber?
Yes.
All right, hi, Amber.
Hi.
Amber, okay, so Amber here on 99.7 DJX. We are doing Can't Beat Kelly. So we're going to kick Kelly out of the room, all right?
Yep,
okay.
We're going to ask you five pop culture questions.
First crack at it.
Yeah, okay. We're going to bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same five questions. If you get more correct answers than Kelly, then you win, okay?
Yay.
Yeah, let's learn a little bit more about Amber before we say goodbye to Kelly, all right?
Okay.
Amber, she's from Shively. She's got black hair, is 5'2".
Nice.
Is a face painter, so that's exciting.
Fun.
Yes. What's the what's your most go-to thing that you paint on people?
A signature.
Probably Deadpool this year.
Deadpool.
Nice.
Okay. And then she also has a boyfriend, so that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Right. All right. So Amber, you ready?
Yes.
You feeling smart?
We'll see.
Okay, cool.
All right,
let's say goodbye to Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye.
All right, bye. What we're going to do is we're going to wait for her to go. We're going to add Kelly. Okay, she is now out into the hall. Here we go. Question number one for you, Amber. What's the name of the Louisville UFL team coming in 2026?
Oh, shoot. I have no clue, but let's just say Louisville Fire.
Okay. For the first time since she was 17, Taylor Swift won't be competing for this upcoming award.
Grammy.
The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Yankees to advance to the ALCS. What does ALCS mean?
we're going to say that those are baseball teams. American College League. I have no clue.
Okay. One Shot with Ed Sheeran will premiere November 21st on which platform?
Hulu.
Arch Manning is the nephew to which two legendary quarterbacks?
Peyton and Elon Manning, whoever the hell the names are.
All right, we're going to bring Kelly in. Kelly, come on in.
I feel like Kelly's about to have another streak going.
All right, you know what? I'm giving Amber two.
Okay. All right.
She laughs.
Thanks for that.
I'm giving you two.
Along the way, you didn't tell her if she got it right or wrong?
No. She doesn't know. All right, question number one for Kelly. All right, Amber, we're going to see how well she does. All right. What's the name of the Louisville UFL team coming in 2026?
The Louisville Kings.
Kings is correct.
Did you get that right?
Uh-uh.
Okay. No.
What'd you guess?
I don't remember.
Fire.
That's what you said. Fire.
That'd be a good name. Yeah. Sure.
All right. For the first time since she was 17, Taylor Swift won't be competing for this upcoming award.
The Grammys.
Yep. You both got that right. The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Yankees to advance to the ALCS. What does ALCS mean?
The ALCS?
Yeah, ALCS.
American League of Cool Soccer.
That is incorrect. Needing the American League Championship Series.
Oh, Championship Series. That makes more sense.
You know what, Amber? Yeah. You at least knew it was baseball.
I knew it was baseball.
No, you said soccer.
But there was no B in it.
Okay.
So then I just pivoted to soccer, like maybe.
Well, I just know the Yankees are a baseball team, right?
Yes, they are.
The Blue Jays, yes. I knew that.
All right, One Shot with Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Will premiere November 21st.
Yes.
On which platform?
Netflix.
Netflix is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Arch Manning is the nephew to which two legendary quarterbacks?
Peyton and Eli Manning.
Yes, and that's, Amber, the one that I gave you the two on. Because she said Elon Manning.
Elon. Yeah. Yes.
Elon Manning. Love him. He did so great when he played for the New York Giants. It was great. Elon was fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
Amber!
Oh.
You know,
you were fun.
She is 9-0 and now 10-0 for a reason.
Yeah.
She is pretty.
You would have had some boy band questions on there, I'm your NSYNC girl, I would have had that.
Listen,
yes, but so would I.
Kelly would have also got it.
Yes, also my specialty.
I don't know, though, because I hang out with Chris a whole lot.
Oh. Well, you're besties with Chris.
Yes, all right.
We are.
All right, Amber, hey, listen, I'm going to hook you up with the prize anyways, but before we go, we need you to say, hi, my name is Amber, and I can't beat Kelly.
Hi, my name is Amber, and I definitely could not beat Kelly today.
Oh, you know what? But we can be besties.
That's right, and your hair is shiny and bouncy, and you were great. All right.
I got a boyfriend, and things are looking up.
That's right. That's right. Everything is coming up, Amber.
Gee, golly, gosh, and people like me.
That's right. All right, Amber. Thanks. Hang on a quick sec, okay?
All right.
We live another week.
That's right. Live another week. It's 99.70JX. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Okay, so imagine being from South Africa, but never having been on a proper safari tour.
Sure. It's like in your backyard.
So a couple of women from Germany went on safari in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And they were chit-chatting on the way to the tour. Found out he had never been on a safari tour before.
Okay.
He was just going to wait for them in the parking lot until they got done, until they found out, or he found out, that they bought him a ticket.
Actually, we have a surprise for you. You don't need to wait. You're coming with us.
Oh.
Yeah. you're going to see the lions too.
Okay. I didn't know. And good.
You don't need to wait for us. You're getting with us.
That's cool. How great is that?
And she said the best part of the day, I think, was when he saw the lions and he took pictures of them. And
that's
just like, getting to, you know, imagine just drive, being the one to drive all these tourists to have these amazing adventures and never really knowing
being able to go on the adventures themselves.
So they got to take him along and they looked like they had the best time.
That's cool.
You can see the full video, got it up for you at WDJX.com.
Let's make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Beth, congrats. You get the first one. She says, woohoo, happy TBT. Since the world is loving some K-pop, let's take it back.
Wow.
To the OG.
The original.
Sigh.
Wow.
Throwback Thursday.
Wolf and Gangnam Style. You know the dance, remember?
It was
right?
It was like riding a horse. I'm telling you, Psy has kind of come back. You've seen him on Reels recently because he's the dude that gets ejected onto stage.
Shut up, really?
Yeah. So he's the guy. Maybe you've seen it in your feed,
and
but
how old
he like
is he? Isn't he
like
older?
He's crouched under the stage, and then they just eject
catapults
him, and he catapults out. Like,
wow.
Yeah, that's got to be a sight.
Does
that's got to be a
sight.
I don't think so.
I bet he does.
I mean, he probably does. He's a millionaire in Korea. So
very big over there.
Yeah.
Samantha says, in honor of Jesse McCartney coming to the Palace Friday.
Okay.
Can you play a song, Leavin'?
Ah, we just did. Like, we did. Recently.
It is a mainstay.
Yeah,
it is. A very popular.
I mean, I guess he's got Beautiful Soul, but they're...
I was going to say, is that his other song? Does he have any more?
We'll just do this for now. Sean wants I'm in love with a stripper. I don't know why, Sean.
What?
But... This isn't Jesse McCartney, no.
It's not.
But it is T-Pain. Okay, Throwback Thursday.
No relation.
It'll be fine. Yeah, Throwback Thursday.
I'm so sorry, Samantha.
I love That Could Never Be. Love That Can Never Be.
Don't write love songs like that
love
anymore.
That Can Never Be. She's not going to love you like you want to be loved, T-Pain. She's not. It's her job. It's literally she's punching in and punching out.
Yeah, she makes you feel special.
That's right.
Just a little bit. And then she moves on, makes the guy down the way feel just as
shoot,
special. I'm sorry.
Shoot. Real feelings, though. Real feelings. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday. Bree, we got you.
Oh.
Miss Cecilia Girl.
It's a logical next step. Right?
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 Right? All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Bottoms up.
Throwback Thursday. No, we don't play the entire song. Ain't got time for that.
You know what I love? Extra credit points. Go to our friend Tattooed Mexican, because I think he thought, listen, I don't want the excuse that you don't have it in your system.
I was
going
to say, you're going to have to, like, take him back a minute.
Well, he sent a video of the song he wants. He said, Buenos dias. Ben, please redeem yourself last week's J-Lo fiasco. I'll even give you a link.
So, yeah.
I need to hear some Rico Suave.
So he wanted a Latin song, and he said, make me proud, and I played J-Lo, and that wasn't good enough for him. So, all right. Listen, we do have Rico Suave.
I can't believe we have this in the system.
I know.
Yes!
I mean, kids.
Suave.
I mean, at this point, your grandma probably pole danced to this.
Or not pole dance.
I meant like twerk to this.
On the bar,
yeah. The price you pay for being a gigolo.
So iconic.
This is.
You remember when this came out?
Suave.
I mean, everybody was saying that.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Samantha rolls in. She didn't get her Jesse McCartney, so she says, "Hey, can you play Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol?" Listen, that's strike two, Samantha. One more, and we're banning you from our text line.
Bangers only.
Hashtag bangers only. All right. So yeah, what was this? Oh, Kaylin, we got you. All right, Destiny Child, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. By the way, this segment is called Throwback Thursday. We do it every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. It's just a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while, played back to back to back to back. Yes, we understand that you can listen to these anytime, but you can't hear this mix anytime.
Exactly.
This is unique to this moment in time.
It's random. It's by you. We hand over the wheel to you. You drive the bus.
That's right. And that's why sometimes we have to call audibles. We have to ban people from our text line. We have to say no.
Kick you out of the driver's seat. We have to take the wheel back.
We have to say no sometimes. Yes. So Samantha, she rolls in with Jesse McCartney. That was a no.
Yeah. Because we get it a lot.
Yeah. She rolled in with the Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol. Good song.
Great song. No. We don't want to go to sleep right now. But then she's rolling in with her third try.
All right. Black Eyed Peas.
Pump it.
All right. We'll roll in.
That is valid, Samantha,
you saved yourself. From being blocked.
Over in the corner.
All right, we like that. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. We got a first-timer, Kelly.
Oh, first-timer. We have to welcome somebody new to the club. I love it. Lainey is listening for the first time. I love it. She said she's been asking all morning. She needs to hear Hot Shell Ray tonight. It's been a really,
really messed up week. Good one. Remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
This was a hot banger back in the day.
Lainey, you're already playing
well
the game.
Done. Well done. We're going at it tonight. There's a party on the rooftop, top of the world tonight. That was a good one.
Lainey's rolling in solid. First timer. Knocked it out of the park.
Did we bring Hot Shell Ray to do the zip lines underground?
Possibly.
I think we did. That's fun. All right, it's 99.7 DJX, Throwback Thursday.
Andrea needs to play Slow Down, the song by Selena Gomez since she got married.
Ooh, good song, too slow. We'll do this one, though, okay?
Forgot about this one.
I mean,
still get your Selena.
That's right, Selena. That's right.
For the wedding night.
That's right. That's right. So come on, give me a day. Look at that.
Forgot about that one.
Hey, that was
you did too, didn't you?
That was kind of a banger. That was kind of a banger, yeah, for sure. Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 DJX.
Let's hang on Selena's wedding night. Because Katie from Crawford County is rolling in with Bedrock.
Oh, that's right. Hey there. I like where we're headed with this, all right? Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All right, people are hanging on the fact that Tattooed Mexican requested Rico Suave and we played it.
I mean, they're like, yes, they need more of it. And then we get this. Colleen sent us a little fun fact. So Rico Suave is a nickname for musician Gerardo Mejia.
Yeah.
Who now lives in Ashland, Kentucky. He's known as Pastor G.
What?
So after his career as a Latin pop star, he's embraced a new life focused on faith. He co-founded the House of Grace Church in Ashland.
Would you look at that?
Look at that!
Wow, he's a Kentucky guy.
Get out!
I like that.
That is fantastic. Rico Suave lives in Ashland.
Who knew?
Who knew?
All right, Adam. Paper planes out delivering like UPS trucks. Getting ready to go. We got you.
Can we just appreciate all the sound effects?
I know. MIA has had quite the resurgence thanks to social media the past few years.
God bless it.
I'm telling you.
That's fantastic.
Doing some of these OG artists right.
Sammylicious, how about Sick of Being Lonely by Field Mob? Used to jam to that one. First verse hits.
It does. Oh. Field Mob, Throwback Thursday. DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Some Redbubble Rachel.
Yeah.
It's a little salty.
Why?
Still waiting for Ghetto Cowboy by Bone Thugs. And you told her no a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, dang it.
Ghetto Superstar will work, though, I'm sure. Throwback Thursday. Was this everyone's karaoke song at one point?
I feel like yes. Get on up.
Get on up. Yeah, and you needed to have a crew up with you,
too. You had to. You couldn't do it by yourself.
Nah. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back.
Dr. Aaron.
Yes.
Is feeling sassy.
Yeah? She wants to take it back from the 99 to the 2000.
Take it back to the 99 to the 2000.
Back when Have a Nice Day Cafe and Bar Louisville butted up against each other.
Getting up on the bar.
Look.
He's feeling single and sexy.
There's still room on this bar for more women. I mean, the radio edit's not nearly as good as the real version, but...
It still slaps.
It does slap.
It's a banger.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Shout out to Tony.
Says, his anniversary!
Yeah, walkout song was this at their reception 13 years ago.
Wow!
Remember these guys?
Yes! Give me a second, I need to get my story straight, my friend. Sharp left turn from where we just
went. This always is. This always
is. It is. In its own lane.
Yeah, we'll let it marinate for a second.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, solid.
Solid.
Solid, Tony. Happy 13th anniversary.
Lucky 13, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. And there we go. That was it.
Dang it. Didn't even get to Glamorous by Fergie.
Oh, we
didn't. Didn't get to Samantha's Lip Gloss by Lil Mama.
Oh, that's popping.
Oh, Fergie. So popping. Didn't get to that either.
I know.
Nolan, the 4-year-old. Oh, little Nolan's with us. Lizzie, thanks for that.
Yeah, so appreciate it.
Sweet.
Yeah, every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, throw it back. Bunch of songs you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back.
We see and love all of you,
yep.
Even if we directly ignored your request.
And maybe even we said we ignored your request. We still love it. And you. All right. Time for a feel-good story. Do this every hour. Kelly K.
Francine the Cat.
Francine the Cat.
Lives at Lowe's in Virginia. Richmond, Virginia. Has lived there since 2017.
Okay.
Customers love her. She's been a fixture. But she wandered onto a truck and ended up in North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah, there were a couple of people that started an Instagram account called Where's Francine and launched a full-on, like, nationwide search.
And once again, Francine's a cat.
Francine the Cat.
Yeah.
Had to tell my coworker. I was like, I'm sorry, this has to wait. Like, I have got to tell people about Francine right now. So yeah, it's just super, super exciting.
Naturally, I could not keep it quiet. The whole city needs to know about that.
We thought the more eyes that we got on it, the more likely it was that she would be found. So I think really without that public outpouring of support, it may not have moved as quickly as we wanted. Every moment was critical in finding her, you know.
Yeah, the account gained more than 30,000 followers, 9 million views in a short amount of time.
Wow.
Local animal care groups reached out to help. They even brought in drones to scan the distribution center, which is like 1.4 million square feet. That's where she hopped on the truck that went to the distribution center. So she was found roaming around on a security camera about 10 days after she went missing. Wayne spotted her. And said she looked at us, gave us this big meow, like, what took you so long?
Yeah. She's probably hungry.
Exactly. You can kind of follow along the entire saga. And I, according to the Instagram account, Where's Francine? I think she has inspired Francine Fest. Like, they're putting together events in her honor to help benefit the local animal care groups.
Okay.
And it's just spawned a much bigger thing. Like, people love Francine.
I love that.
So far this week, we've had Pudge the cat. We've had Francine the cat.
We have.
We've got a lot of very famous cats.
We have.
Appearance on the show.
Yep.
You can see her story at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguirre, injury lawyer.
It's time for a Setting the Bar story. Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Now, in the grand scheme of setting the bar stories, this is pretty low as far as drama or, I should say, illegal things.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Drama is up there, though.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without winning a huge award, but nobody being able to get a hold of you to actually tell you, then you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it.
Listen, this is the story of Fred.
Okay.
He's a researcher, and he was researching medicine and the immune system.
Okay.
And he actually won a Nobel Prize.
Oh, wow. That's a big prize.
Yes. No one could tell him.
Oh, did he go on vacation? Like, listen, I've done so much work. I need to just, I'm tired. So I need to go put my toes in the sand.
So he went on a little hike and was off the grid, put his phone in airplane mode. No one can tell him.
Oh, wow. How long?
So, I guess.
Do they go to a second place finisher if they can't let them know? Do they say, you know what? Sorry, you lose. We're going to go to the next
right.
one.
Right. I don't think they do that. Okay, so, I don't think it's good. like a time limit sort of thing, because that would stink.
Oh, yeah. That would be awful.
His wife, Laura, started. She wasn't in the same boat as Fred.
Okay.
So, she was able to receive text messages.
They had Fred's wife's number.
So he's off, Fred. He's hiking, he hears her screaming. He's thinking, "Oh gosh, this is a bear. Maybe she's seen a bear or something like that," or because they're kind of hiking in a campground in Montana, right?
Okay.
So kind of in the wilderness. So instead, she was like, "Hey, I just got cell coverage because cell service is spotty there."
Right.
And she got like 200 text messages.
Oh my gosh.
From people that were like, "Fred won. We can't get a hold of him," or something.
Oh wow.
I know, exactly.
Did it go to the press before he found out?
I don't think so,
okay.
but she just told him, "Hey, congrats." She was able to tell him and be the first person to actually tell him you won.
Great.
So that's kind of cool. So it's a set in the bar story. It could have been a set in the bar story, but it's actually kind of a feel good story, but you know.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
The fact that Ed Sheeran found out that Taylor Swift was engaged by seeing it on Instagram, like the rest of us.
He commented.
And the reason is because he doesn't have a phone.
Yeah, he's hardcore that way.
And Taylor was telling the story. She's just like, you know, so we were kind of scrolling through the text messages of people I texted in the last month, you know, just like, who do we need to like let know before it gets put out there to the world? And he wasn't there because he doesn't have, and then it gets posted, and then she's like, "Oh my God, Ed, I forgot to tell Ed."
Yeah,
but it's like she couldn't. Well, hopefully she's got like his wife's number or something, but she's like, he's literally the type of person where it's like someone has to have an iPad and show it to him or something like that. Like he just is not, he doesn't want to have that. Like his people have to like get a hold of
him. Well, you remember he took
things.
Like 16 month.
He did. Hiatus
from social media.
It wasn't on it at all.
Like he's really good about that.
Right.
But yes, that is very funny.
Yes.
Where you see the comment from Ed sent from my iPad. Where he's like,
congratulations.
It's
that's
true.
Great to hear.
I found out. Yeah. that's all true. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without winning a huge award, but no one being able to actually get a hold of you to tell you because you're.
Well, thank goodness they held it for him.
Yeah.
And they got a hold of his wife. And that's all good news.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
good.
All good.
Congratulations.
Yeah, there you
Fred.
Go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Can we just now exhale and say Dolly Parton is okay?
Okay, because listen, Frida.
Yeah, Frida needs to put down the phone. That's what
sister.
She needs to do.
Yeah, it was all like, oh, prayers for my sister. And we're all like, why? He's one of those vague.
Oh, my gosh,
prayers.
Yes.
And then
you're like, the worst, right?
Asking for prayers.
She had canceled some shows due to health reasons.
Right.
And you're like, oh, my
vague.
Gosh.
Very vague.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. So Dolly literally had to jump on and make a video.
I want you to know that I'm okay. I've got some problems, as I mentioned, back when my husband Carl was very sick. I didn't take care of myself, so I let a lot of things go that I should have been taking care of. Nothing major, but I did have to cancel some things so I could be closer to home, closer to Vanderbilt. There's just a lot of rumors flying around, but I figured if you heard it from me, you'd know that I was okay.
And what she didn't say was, I called my sister.
Said, listen, I appreciate your prayers, Frida, but you got everybody up in a tizzy. And listen, you gotta be just you gotta be careful about that stuff. People get really up in arms about that stuff. Frida, I love you.
I mean, let's be honest. Frida ain't young either.
Right.
So maybe she thought she was in the group chat.
She didn't know. Yeah, she could have been.
Maybe she thought she was in the group chat.
She posted it out into the world.
Hey.
Just she thought she was sending it to the family.
Sending it to her girlfriends. Yeah, going, hey, can there be prayers for Dolly?
Maybe she thought it was the Bunko Club.
The Bunko Club.
She sent it out to the Bunko girls.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, I just need the girls to just do a little prayer circle for Dolly.
Ladies, if you could just have some prayers. Dolly's not feeling well.
Meanwhile,
and
she's...
And the world is going, what?
Yeah,
Dolly's
exactly.
Dying. Good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, we can at least exhale for a little bit.
Okay.
Knowing Dolly's okay.
She's in good hands at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Just some still being vague about the medical issues. But that's her right. She doesn't
okay.
tell her business.
That's all right.
It's fine.
It's all right.
We're good.
Just happy to know Dolly's good.
That she's going to be fine.
Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX. We're at the end of the show, Kelly.
We are. We made it. No. What's happening?
Leatherface is he never actually left. He's in the curtains.
I'm triggered.
For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, literally this is how it's the show started this morning.
Since when they get into Halloween candy.
Okay.
And you don't know how pleased you are with
I was
yourself.
I was happy. Suzanne down the hall, she helped set it up, but yeah, that was Nightmare Forest Leatherface rolling in with a machete, and a mask to full-on terrify Kelly.
Listen, you wanted to go full chainsaw.
I did.
You understood that there would be some gas fumes, maybe some smoke, might set off the fire alarms, and when we're in
We are in a nice office building.
The building would not have appreciated that probably.
And had there had to be an evacuation at 6 in the morning,
there
which
also
probably
two,
not a whole ton of people in the building at that point, but
there
still.
There are two sprinkler heads right above you.
I know.
How their system would work, and if that were to just fire all over this
my gosh,
nice
that
expensive
been bad.
Equipment.
That would have been bad. That would have been bad. But anyways, yeah, the video's up, WDJX.com or at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see it on Instagram and YouTube.
Yeah, there's a reels. It's just kind of like the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. And kind of, I zoomed in as much as I could. Ben is like multitasking because not only is he trying to figure out where the echo is coming from, but having to go to a plan B live on the air because I closed out
I
the
know,
tab,
you literally
which
closed
shut
out
my
your
camera
off
unknowing because I was trying to help squash the echo.
And I'm trying to put a camera on Kelly's face to see it in real time. And I'm like, it's only going to be, I was thinking, all
bit,
I have
largely.
To do, yes, all I had to do was stall for 60 seconds.
Right.
That's all I had to do. But in that 60 seconds, there was an echo. Kelly closes everything. And I'm like, oh,
because he told us, like, listen, 60 seconds after you see that light go on, you just come in. So that was all. You knew he was coming. Like, there wasn't anybody in the hall saying, okay, ready now. They're ready for you now.
I said, you waiting to see the light go on for the on-air light,
like,
and you give us a beat and just roll.
Yeah. And so, I thwarted the mission a couple of different ways, and I apologize.
By walking right by them.
I was just going to put my little shake in the fridge.
I know. She usually rolls in with her hair on fire.
Right, and we go on the air.
Yeah, but she rolled in. She was like, oh, I've got 60 whole seconds to burn.
I can walk down to
Guess
the kitchen.
I could walk
put down
to
in
the kitchen.
Fridge. I can...
And so I walked with her awkwardly.
Yeah, and then
because
and then,
I didn't want
for
I,
no
I wanted
reason,
to distract her because I didn't want her to see them in an open office.
Well, and here's the thing too. I was walking towards the door and then you kind of go and almost like block me from leaving and I was like, "Oh, it's one of those, oh, do you need to go? Oh, you go first." Or that kind of thing. And then you just walked with me.
It was so awkward. It was so awkward.
You didn't do anything in the kitchen.
Nope.
And then you just walked back.
And I walked back.
Well, thank you for
escorting
me.
I just escorted you. That's all I did.
Thanks for walking with me. I was going to be lonely walking all the way down to the kitchen.
Yeah, and I said.
Thanks so much for keeping me
company. And I said, oh, I thought I needed coffee, but
I forgot I had coffee.
I forgot I had coffee.
And that made perfect sense.
Yeah.
To me.
Because I'm weird. And
exactly.
You were like, that's just Ben.
Yep. Okay. I didn't think anything of it.
So.
Like, it was a complete.
Yeah.
Total surprise.
Yeah.
So well done. Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry, I made it a little more chaotic for you to pull off the logistics.
But yeah, if you missed anything, if you want to hear how it all started, that's how it started on the show.
Yeah.
So you can hear that in the podcast at WDJX.com and anything else. What
I'm
else,
still,
Kelly?
I'm still decompressing.
I know. It's been a show.
It's been one of those where we're literally physically exhausted.
Yep. So enjoy. Have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day today.
Yes. It feels like fall. It's cool.
I know. Enjoy that. And we will talk to you mañana.
Okay, bye.